Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the podcast that focuses on helping you create space to attract more money, love, and happiness in your life. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great week. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave a review so I continue bringing you episodes each and every week. I love reading your feedback. In this episode, I am joined by Amelia Pleasant Kennedy. She is a fellow professional organizer and life coach, and we'll be talking about how to manage information overload. I will also be sharing my product, app, repurpose, and book suggestions this week. My question for you this week is, have you experienced information overload? Have you? And I'm excited because on June 15th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be having another webinar. This one is going to be on time, mastering your time to get more done. So details will be following. In a Pew Research, 20% of the people surveyed said they feel overwhelmed by information, a decline from 27% a decade ago, while 77% say they like having so much information at their fingertips. 67% say having more information at their disposal actually helps them simplify your life, which is why I wanted to have a conversation with Amelia Pleasant Kennedy. She is a certified life coach and a professional organizer. She helps women who are frazzled, busy, overworked, uncover the root cause of their current lifestyle behaviors. With a keen ability to listen for what goes unsaid, Amelia coaches from a space of total curiosity and non-judgment so that clients build a deep sense of self-trust. Amelia is the president of the Michigan chapter of the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, which is NAPO. She is also an active member of the Life Coach School coaching community, the Institute for Challenging Disorganization, the Black Girls Who Organize, and the National Association of Black Professional Organizers. So sit back, take some notes, get your tablet out, get your cell phone out, and listen to my conversation with Amelia. Well, listeners, I am so excited because I have a fellow professional organizer, but she's also a life coach, Miss Amelia Pleasant Kennedy, and she's going to be talking to us about managing information overload, because, you know, we've got the tablets, we've got the cell phones, some of you've got two cell phones, and also, you know, our devices, all those other devices. So I'm excited to have her join me. Hello, Amelia, and thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. So before we get started and all the tips and strategies and all that, what made you decide? Of course, I know you are a professional organizer, but you're also a life coach. So what made you decide to do that?
Absolutely. In 2018, I was a stay-at-home mother for the decade prior, and my kids were getting older. I knew I had organizing as my superpower. So I actually took the route of learning all I could about the industry. So I joined the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. I worked at the Container Store, all of that before working in-home with clients. And what I discovered through working in home is that many of us think that it is the external clutter in our homes that is causing the internal and emotional upheaval that we feel. And so I became a life coach because I was interested and fascinated by all that we're experiencing internally, as well as externally in our home. So becoming a life coach was a way to sort of tap into some of the problem solving, the solutions, to investigate what we're telling ourselves, what the internal self-talk looks like, and then how it's showing up in our homes.
Wow. So today we're talking about that information overload. So exactly what is information overload?
We all experience it every day, whether it is the constant barrage of emails, texts. If you're a parent, the information that comes home from school seems like it's never ending. You know, forms to sign, flyers, dates to put on the calendar. It all feels like it is happening to us and coming into our homes, into our lives. And it's almost like a faucet that we cannot turn off. It's always coming at us, and we easily get anxious and overwhelmed with trying to manage all of the minute details.
And, you know, it was interesting what you said. I forgot completely about, you know, being a parent. You know, one child can be overwhelmed, but then when you have several children and you've got to manage all that. So what are some ways whether we can prevent it? I don't know if we can, but, you know, you're the expert, or how we can manage it, you know, because you are a mother, you're a businesswoman, you know, you're involved in your community. And I'm sure, you know, you get those emails as well. So how do you really, you know, manage it or maybe prevent some of it?
Yeah, I think it is important to, as always, take a deep breath, but remember that you are in control. As I mentioned, it feels like the information, it feels like the news, the flyers, the emails, the text, that it's happening to you. And just recognizing that you have some agency first, and that you can set aside dedicated time to really focus on it, add the information to your calendar, respond to email all at one given set time. Because when it's coming constantly, we're triggered to reply automatically or write something down or sign something immediately. But when you set aside sort of one day a week or multiple sessions throughout your week to answer the email, address what time kids need to be at sports practice, or reply to invitations that you've received, dedicating time to that really helps your mind stay focused on the task at hand rather than gathering bits and pieces everywhere. I also encourage everyone to, again, set that one time to do that, and then remind yourself that the information is often not life or death, right? We love to feel in control. We love to know when things are happening, but things are going to fall through the cracks. But if you practice setting aside 30 minutes at a peak time where you're able to make decisions and process the information, you'll feel more in control of what you're putting on your calendar or the responses that you're giving to the emails or texts.
And that is so, and that's so important, because I think a lot of times when we get that text, we get that email, or that whatever, it's like we feel like we have to respond. And you're right, it's like, take some deep breaths, you know, figure out a system. And that is wonderful advice for everybody, whether you have children's schedules you have to manage, or you just have to manage your own schedules. Which comes to my next question, which I love asking this specifically as a fellow organizer. So how do you like stay organized? Because you've got the children, you've got your business, you've got your life. So how do you do it, Amelia?
Yes. So I actually dedicate specific time first thing in the morning and before I shut off my device in the evening to review what is happening the next day, think about what I need to gather, think about where I need to be, and add in that travel or buffer time so that I am not stressed as I'm moving throughout my day. And again, marking off time in my calendar to make those decisions. We often pack more into our days than we can actually handle. And so just recognizing that time to process and make decisions, answer email, to travel to an appointment or to a work activity, gives you a little bit of breathing space. And I practice that myself by putting pretty much everything I can on my calendar so I can know what to expect.
I think that is the best advice, is putting everything on your calendar, because so many people try to remember things and it's like, just put it on your calendar. And like you said, sometimes we feel like we have more time to do things than we really do. Well, Amelia, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with me and the listeners. So how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at A Pleasant Solution. And you can find me on my website, apleasantsolution.com.
And of course, listeners, you know, I will have a direct link to Amelia's website so you can connect with her. Again, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
So, what was your takeaway from my conversation with Amelia? I would love for you to either send me a message, post it on social media, because I would love for you kind of to join our conversation. So now I'm going to go over to Taylor's tip time and just how I manage my information overload. So the first thing is, I only check my social media a few times a day, even though I work to be very active on social media and respond to, you know, questions and comments, but I don't allow it to consume my day. Number two is, I don't watch the news. I do stay on top of current news and weather, but I do it through just updates. I do not sit in front of a TV and watch the news. Number three, I make it a point not to touch my phone when I'm having a conversation, like during meals or with others. Number four, when I walk, I stop talking on the phone. I used to kind of do that walk and talk thing. I may get back into that, but I really like to just focus on my health and well-being. And the fifth way I manage information overload, you may have heard me, as I have a do nothing day. I really do. I try to have a day. A lot of times it's on Sunday because I'm still attending church virtually. I'm working my way up to attending in person. And I just have a day where I really do nothing. I go and I, you know, of course I attend church. But after that, I've already done my food prep on Saturday. I may watch a movie. I may read a book. But that's it. I need that because of what I do throughout the week. And think about that. Of all the things you give out to, you need to sometimes give to yourself. Have you been working on getting organized and feel overwhelmed? Are you challenged by managing your time between work, home, and your life? Do you want to organize your life? Let's talk so I can help. I work with clients to guide them from start to finish by providing them with details needed to clear the clutter and get organized without feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Go to my contact page, schedule a 15-minute session. Take the step necessary to create the life you want and start by doing something today. Click the link in my show tape page. Well, I'm excited because on Wednesday, June 15th, 2022, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be doing Mastering Your Time to Get Things Done. We're going to talk about how to conquer time wasters, understanding how not to overcommit, how to conquer procrastination, and so much more. And in the last session I did, which was focused on home, it was really nice because as the attendees found out, which is why I limit the number of people, is it allows for more interaction so I can help you specifically with some of the things that you may be challenged with specifically in this workshop with your time. So click the link in the show page for complete details and to register. Space will be limited just to allow me to interact during each session. Well, of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, and your sharing. Please continue to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, Pinterest. And this week, go to my boards on digital clutter and organized technology. And please like and share. And don't forget to check out the YouTube channel as well, because in the coming months, I'm working on some wonderful topics that will help you live an organized life. If you are thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that is totally organized. It's free, so join today. And of course, what time is it? I am going to allow you to get your little dance on, do your little jig, whatever you do, because it is Toss It Tuesday time. And today, in Toss It Tuesday, I would encourage you to donate one cell phone to support victims of domestic violence. I know you got like 2, 3, 4, you know, shoved in a junk drawer. So if you can just part with one, that will be great. My app suggestion is there's apps on our phones that can help us kind of track how much time we're doing on social media and our phones. So if you don't already have it set up, that might be something good just to kind of help you really manage that information overload. My product suggestion, which is from my Amazon shop, is a wall mount storage organizer box for the phone remote control. It's clear, so you can mount it on a wall. There are some versions you can, people actually take it in the shower, but I think sometimes you just need the space where there's no information. But there's a link in the show page, so please check that out. And my repurpose suggestion for this week is, you know, we're all spending a little, at least on the East Coast, more time outdoors. Look for those treasures in your house that maybe you're not ready to get rid of, but they may not be usable anymore, but you still don't want to part with them. Maybe find a place in your garden. So check out my Pinterest board on Repurpose the Garden. And of course, my book suggestion. I already gave you my app suggestion. My book suggestion is Goodbye Things. And it's a book, and it's the second book, and explores the better habits you can create to embrace the minimalist lifestyle. Goodbye Things. Sometimes we have to say goodbye to things in order to allow us space to just think, to breathe, and just enjoy our space without all the clutter. My quote for this week, it is not information overload, it is filter failure. I'm going to say this again. Sometimes I get tongue-tied. It is not information overload, it is filter failure. Remember that. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And again, let me know you enjoy listening to this podcast by leaving a review. And be sure to visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week. Organization is the quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemmas. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized.